Out to my friend Q. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay, and it's a nice day outside. Isn't it nice to be free?
It's wonderful to be free. And by the way, I want to say a big thank you to you for sending me, that compilation of all my shows.
Great.
Thank you.
You know, if you want more of them, let me know, and
very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, we're talking to Q, who has a great website called IraqWarHeroes.org. There's been some articles about Q, and he's a great American who goes out and goes to the funerals as a sign of respect for our fallen soldiers, and takes pictures and puts those things up on his website as a memorial to these great Americans, men and women, that have lost their lives. So what does the fourth mean to you, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm going to read you what the message is that I put out today. And the first thing is the word independent. And you enunciate it, I-N-N.
Yeah.
E-E-D-E-P-E-N-D, P-E-N-D, and then N, N, E-N-C-E. And it means, basic definition is freedom from control, influence, support, aid, or the like of others. Now let's add the word day to it, Independence Day. I'm going to give you two definitions. July 4, a U.S. holiday commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, also just called the 4th of July. Second definition, the primary national holiday of the United States, celebrated every July 4th, the anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Customary festivities include picnics, parades, band concerts, decorations in red, white, and blue, and nighttime fireworks display. Then we come to the Declaration of Independence. Now, I'm not going to read it to you because it's quite long, but there's a website called ushistory.org which has it and has also some nice photos of it. And then I close it off with this message. I would like to thank all the men and women who have fought for our independence back then and those that are fighting for and defending it now.
Well said, my friend. Very, very well said. That's you, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, go to his website, IraqWarHeroes.org. It's a great website. Pays tribute. Q's a great American, and we appreciate what he does.